Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
This is the Rush Hour. It's Gerds and Maroon filling in for MG and Liam. They're both having some time off. I wonder if they go away together as well.
I think so.
Do you think so?
No, probably not. Would you go away with MG?
Oh, you would be coming back in a body bag, wouldn't you?
Wouldn't you?
If you went away with MG. Anyway, grand final, all the controversy that come out of it, and the history books will show that now the Roosters are the first side to go back-to-back since 92, 93. So congratulations to the Sydney Roosters and, of course, Cooper Cronk going out a winner. Gerds, you've picked three moments that matter the most outside of the six again controversy. Can I play you the moment number one which you handpicked?
Yes.
Here it is.
Last good set from the Roosters. Comes now. Oh, to Keary. Here's Trainer. Now it rings Trainer. Soliola into a Trainer. Soliola falls on the ball.
Billy.
What does the ref do?
He's going to put his shot down, and that's why they shouldn't be allowed on the bloody ground.
That's going to be a Roosters feed because it was in their territory, and it was a Roosters trainer.
It's the team with the territorial advantage.
Oh, this is Crook.
Okay, so what's happened there for anyone who, if you had your head up your bum on grand final night, the Roosters kicked it. It ricocheted off a Raiders player into the Roosters trainer, and the Roosters got the ball back, basically.
Yeah, they certainly didn't. I think that's something the Rules Committee need to have a look at in the off-season because, you know, we've seen now that how much time the trainers, when their team has the football, is on the field. So, and at the moment, the rule stands that if it comes in contact with a trainer, the team with the football, they get possession. Well, I think that needs to change. If you're a trainer on there, whoever's side that you're on the field representing and the ball hits you, the other team should automatically just get the football. I think that'll solve that. But what that actually meant on the night, that both sides were starting to get in a little bit of rhythm. They were like two sets each in. It was in the third, just after the third minute, and it hit the trainer. Now, what that did, it gave the Roosters back the football. And then I don't think the Raiders got the ball back for about 4 or 5 minutes because they were able to build some pressure down their end. Verrills end up scoring a try, and everyone knew going into the game that the Raiders needed to start really fast. The fact that Verrills was able to score the try on the back of that incident, like the Roosters still had to, you know, obviously keep possession and set up and get the quick play of the ball, which was a great run from Radley. But Verrills, it didn't represent, it didn't represent a grand final try. It was pretty soft, to be honest. And I think it shook everyone up. And it just gave the Raiders, the Roosters, the confidence. I mean, they're a great defensive side anyway. You put them 6 points in the front and they're fantastic leaders and they get better at their defence. So it was a real issue for the Raiders once Verrills scored that first one.
Let's have a listen to Dan's call of the Verrills try.
Last tackle. He's Verrills. Goes for it himself. Verrills got over. Verrills is in. The kid has scored the first try of the grand final.
And what about this kid, Sam Verrills? Yeah, what a year he's had.
Yeah, fantastic. And big risk, obviously, with starting him when Jake was ready to go. But, it ended up being the right call, wasn't it? He scored what was, I thought, a pretty soft grand final try. But it was well done by the young fella. But a couple of poor marker defence from the Raiders. And at that point, you kind of thought, that's either, if this is a close game, that's really going to come back to haunt the Raiders. Or it just signalled that the Roosters were then going to go on and win by plenty. So thankfully for everyone, the Raiders sort of got their back up after that and were able to defend and got themselves back into the game. But it was a big moment.
Okay, if you look at the game subjectively, they had their chances, the Raiders. They really did. Have a listen to this, Joey Leilua. Almost a try.
Last tackle, short side. Hodgson to the right, the Nicol Quagstad. Leilua, trouble, flicks it out. Rapida, he gets over. But the referee calls forward pass. What a moment of drama in the grand final.
Oh, and they got the pass to beat the man then. They got Leilua on the outside of Mitchell. Leilua had to give it straight away. Open spaces.
He's bombed that one bad.
So there it is in the call, Gerds. You say he should have just got it and straight out up.
I mean, it's easy when you're sitting up there in the box. But yeah, he got on the outside of Latrell Mitchell and created a 2-on-1 and just needed to throw it to Rapina. But he threw the dummy and then sort of took on the defence and then tried to offload when it was too late. And in the end, Maroon, that ended up being the difference. You know, Latrell gets one opportunity. He ices it coming out of his own end and gives that lovely ball out of the back of his hand to Tupou, and he gives it back in Tedesco. That wins the game for him. And basically, I thought that was, you don't get many opportunities in big games, especially against defensive teams like the Roosters. And Leilua had one, but he just couldn't convert.
All right, this is the Rush Hour. That's Gerds. I'm Maroon, filling in for MG and Liam, who are off on holidays together, we believe.